We have an interview that this should be pretty fun. I believe two guests joining us, if I'm correct, as we have Jan Trauber in from Kirkland Fine Arts Center. Jan, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And also, the Grammy Award winner for Best Bluegrass Album in 2018, a seven-time Grammy nominee, Rhonda Vincent, joins us on the University Dogs Hotlines. Warning to Rhonda and Jan, there's going to be a little bit of a delay, so I'll wait for you guys to roll, and then it'll be weird for a bit. But Rhonda, congratulations on everything. We can't wait to get you in Decatur.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to being there.
Jan has been excited about this show since she first announced it. She announces all the shows are going to have, and she's like, oh, Rhonda Vincent. Jan, you're so excited for this. This is going to be a real treat, especially coming off a Grammy win.
Absolutely. We are having the reigning queen of bluegrass at our venue. It's pretty exciting. Rhonda's been at Kirkland before and was just a phenomenal artist and great show, so we're very excited.
Rhonda, tell me about, you know, what it was like to win the Grammy. I mean, it's an obvious statement, but sometimes, you know, I don't know, is it a topper to, you know, to the career, or, you know, vindication for a long, you know, the career that you've put in all the work for, or is it just another thing you've been able to accomplish?
Well, this has become just a stellar year for us in so many respects, and that was, I have to say, at the very top of the list. In the excitement, we were thrilled. I was thinking I was the Susan Lucci of the Grammys for a while. So I'm really, really thrilled that we won it this year. But, you know, we look at it, it's just a wonderful reward. We work really hard. We love what we do. And I travel with these world-class musicians, and we're so excited to, you know, to get to share the music that we love. And when you have an award like that, especially it's for a project that features just the band. I mean, it's everyone is featured. That is in the band with original songs. So it makes it extra special because it is exactly what we'll be presenting there on Saturday.
Well, I think people get an opportunity. Also, an eight-time IBMA Female Vocalist of the Year. It's just been a tremendous career, and we get that indicator at Kirkland Fine Arts Center on Saturday. Jan, give me the logistics. I don't know how there's even tickets still available. How is this possible? We got a Grammy winner coming.
I know. Well, Decatur is known for a last-minute buying town, and that's cool. That's
true.
Fine. But we've got ticket sales are good. They're good, but we still have good seats available. So call the ticket office at 217-424-6318, or always online at kirklandfinearts.com. You can purchase them online. Great seats available. Please come out and see this wonderful performer. And she is, my mom always used to say, pretty is pretty does, or pretty is inside and out. And that's Ms. Vincent. She is just, well, you are.
So well,
she puts on a stunning show visually and musically. So
Eric, just so you know, this interview is taking place in Arizona and in Decatur. But you might ask Rhonda what she's up to tonight, because she's at work kind of right now, getting prepped for tonight. She's got a little something going on tonight before she comes to Decatur.
Yeah, I've heard this. We love Kirkland, but it's not
right
quite
now,
where you're going to be tonight.
Yeah, where are you headed?
I'm in the car on my way to the Ryman Auditorium for the Grand Ole Opry Country Classics tonight.
Oh, wow.
So excited to be there. And I would say this is an amazing year. We got to open do you know there's a Grand Ole Opry now in Times Square in New York City? And so the Friday before the Grammys, we were there for the opening with Vince Gill, got to go to the New York Stock Exchange, ring the closing bell, won the Grammy on Sunday. And in a couple of weeks, I wish it was this week, it's just 2 weeks away, I'm so excited that we have a song on the new Elton John, Bernie Taupin 50th anniversary tribute CD. So something to watch for, too, and another reason
fantastic.
That is an amazing year for us.
Absolutely. That's amazing.
So, Rhonda has been a guest vocalist for other bluegrass. You've been on with Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Tanya Tucker, Joe Diffie, some things I've seen as well. Is there any, in 40, 50 years, Rhonda, you know, when you start to think about the history that you've had, what's the coolest thing? What's going to be them last images? I mean, what has come across that has just stuck out the most?
Well, that's the thing. Each year brings something new and exciting. And ironically, this song that's on the Elton John Bernie Taupin tribute is a duet with Dolly Parton.
Wow.
And that's what, I mean, that's it has been like exciting thing after exciting thing. Not, you know, in addition to coming to Decatur, Illinois, I'm from the Midwest, I'm from Missouri, so I feel like I'm coming home. But we also get to do, you know, go to New York City, win the Grammy, Bernie Taupin, Elton John. And, you know, just days after that, I was in the studio with Dolly for a movie called Dumplin' that's produced by Jennifer Aniston, and it's a trio with Dolly Parton and Alison Krauss. So I don't know what else is going to happen this year, but it is. I'm so excited, and like you say, what's going to top it? I don't know.
And you just full circled it, too, because guess where Alison Krauss went to school? Milliken University, where you're going to be on Saturday night.
I know.
That's fantastic.
That's the irony of all of this. It's just so amazing.
Rhonda, I don't know. Are there country fans that aren't bluegrass fans? Do you call bluegrass a form of country? Is it its own art form? How do you define it for somebody that may not be familiar with bluegrass?
Well, bluegrass is kind of a sister to country music in a way.
Okay.
But, you know, there's different styles of bluegrass, just like there are different styles of other types of music. One of the things that with our show is it's family entertainment. And we include everything from hard-driving bluegrass to gospel songs to country ballads. We had a number 4 video on CMT with You Can't Take It With You When You Go. So there's something for everyone. And you can bring grandma and you can bring the baby. And it's a wonderful family entertainment.
Did you know you were a bluegrass artist? Did something happen for you? I mean, it's close to country. You know, there's a maybe there's not. Maybe there's more money to be made in country. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But what was it about this form of art, this form of music that you were like, this is where I excel?
Well, that's what it is. Sometimes it amuses me that people will come up and say, I don't like bluegrass music, but I like you. And I grew up in a musical family in Greentop, Missouri. We had a TV show, a radio show, made our first recording when I was 5 years old. That was considered country music, but it was a mixture of for anywhere from Hank Williams Sr., Loretta Lynn, Kitty Wells, to Bill Monroe, to Flatten Scruggs, to, you know, gospel music. So that's just kind of something that I've incorporated. And I didn't really choose, like, I'm going to play music for a living. I guess bluegrass, I guess I did in a way. I did a couple of country albums, but I just found out I was happiest playing bluegrass music.
And that's how you live life, man. That's what you got to do, right?
That is right. That's right.
Well, hey, so many congratulations to you, and you know, winning that Grammy. No, Susan Lucci, no more.
The
W is officially in. That's awesome to hear. When we saw that, Nick pointed that out too afterwards. We were like, oh, this is going to be great. And the fact we get a chance to talk to you is a tremendous honor for us. Even though I'm not going to pretend that I've got all the albums, but I'll definitely be checking up to learn a little bit more. I won't be in town, but it is so cool that Decatur. I like it. Decatur gets a great opportunity to hear something legendary at Kirkland Fine Arts Center on Saturday. Tickets available, milliken.edu. You mentioned growing up in Missouri. Being that we're out at spring training, I feel like I've got to at least link this. Are you a baseball fan?
Of course. St. Louis Cardinals all the way.
That's what I was afraid you were going to. I was hoping you'd be a Royals fan.
That's my girl.
So you just lost half your audience in Decatur.
But there's the other half that'll be there, so it's all good.
You picked up a lot more. That's right. I think that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Rhonda Vincent, Jan, I felt like we spent most of the time with Rhonda, and I apologize for that.
Absolutely. As you should.
Again, make a visit. Jan has brought 2 pair of tickets in for us to give away as we go to break. Nick will take he'll take 2 winners for winners of 2 pair of tickets to see Rhonda on Saturday. And get your tickets. You better scoop them. This one's going to sell out. So you might want to go on milliken.edu, go Google Kirkland Fine Arts Center, and get these purchased. Rhonda, by gosh, congratulations. That is awesome. And, you know, I know Decatur can't wait to see you on Saturday.
Well, thank you so much. Go to rhondavinson.com. There's a link there, too. And I can't wait to see you.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Rhonda Vincent, tonight at the Grand Ole Opry, Saturday night in Decatur, Illinois at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center. How cool. Jan Trauberg, Kirkland, we'll talk to you again soon. More shows to
Sounds
come.
Great.
Congratulations on everything there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.